listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, August 23rd, 2017. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening. Glad to be here.
And Michael Kelly is also with us as usual.
Good evening, everybody. Happy to be here as always.
And tonight we are welcoming back our special guest, Dr. Norman Wilson. He'll join us in just a moment. I want to welcome all of those who are listening to this live program, as well as those listening to the archives. It's good to have you with us. The Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. We have several different educational programs, including this weekly program. We have EmpoweredRecovery.com, which offers help for the friends and family of alcoholics and addicts, Paranexus.org, an association of anomalous researchers, MetaphysicsInstitute.org, our flagship school that offers bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysics and different subjects like counseling, coaching, and holistic healing and others, and Thomas Francis University, which offers standalone metaphysical courses and degrees at tfuniversity.org. I'd like to read our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. These are from the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism at metaphysicalhumanism.org. The first one, of course, is do no harm, do right. 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, and this is of interest tonight, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. And to read the full versions of these 9 principles, please visit metaphysicalhumanism.org. Now, as I mentioned, tonight we are honored to have with us again Dr. Norman Wilson. He's been on the program a number of times over the last 2 or 3 years. Dr. Norm, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Doug. I'm delighted to be here.
It's always good to have you. And Dr. Wilson has his own weekly program. When do you run that program?
Anytime
you want.
Anytime I feel like it.
That schedule. I think we're going to switch to that schedule. Do it whenever we want, huh? Well, anyway, he's got his own broadcast, Chatterbox, and he did a program. It was a little while back. When was that? I don't have the date here.
In July.
In July, okay. And it's on race. It's very good. So we're going to play that here in just a minute. It's just under 8 minutes long, but we're going to play it in a sec. Anything you want to comment on before we play it, Dr. Norm?
No, as always, it's great to be here with you and Dr. Kelly and Michael. It's always a pleasure.
Well, it's always good to have you. All right, so we're going to go ahead and play that program that he did, just under 8 minutes, and we'll come back and we'll talk about it.
Hello, and welcome to the Chatterbox. This is your host, Dr. Norman Wilson. In my last podcast, I talked about shamanism, what it's all about, based on the title of my book, Shamanism, What It's All About, that's available at Amazon.com. I had intended to talk about the techniques used in shamanic healing today, but I've changed my mind. There's something that's been bothering me for quite some time, and I would like to just sort of express that, if you'd bear with me. It seems to me that lately there's been an awful lot of bigotry, hatred, maliciousness, vitriol spreading across this great wonderful country of ours. It's like a suffocating smog, strangling. Oh, I know, we can't love everybody. I think that's unrealistic to expect that. And I know we can't really like everybody, but it seems to me that not only are black people being discriminated against, people of different sexual orientation are being beaten and attacked. We have people of different religions being beaten up, slandered. We're hitting toward 1,000 people killed this last year in this country by police officers. We have 940 police officers killed. Nightclubs are being bombed, shot up. Cars are being used as a vehicle of homicide. Young people are being taught to sacrifice themselves in order to kill others. It grieves me. It hurts me to see this country that is held up as a role model for the whole world of what it means to be a free, independent country. We're hypocrites. We have a huge drug problem in this country, sex trade problem in this country. Civil rights are not really approved in this country, they're violated. And we condemn other countries where they're not treating their citizens well. Besides that, who appointed us to decide that all countries of the world should have a democracy? Isn't it up to each country to determine its own destiny without interference? Who appointed the United States of America as the policeman of the world, of its so-called moral standards? Hypocrites. Hypocrisy reigns. As I said, I know we can't expect everyone to love everyone. And we can't really expect us to like everyone. But I'm wondering if we can't get by the built-in biases, the core beliefs that are based on no rational evidence whatsoever, and just accept each individual as a right to life. In my book, I call that respect. I don't have to like my neighbors, but I do respect their right to exist, to live. That way I am not making a judgment as to their social standing, their color, their sexual orientation, their religious belief, their political beliefs. Even one who commits a heinous crime has the right to be respected for the simple reason that he or she exists. That doesn't mean we approve of their act. Quite to the contrary. I'm wondering if we can't come to being a United States of America. I'm wondering if we can't come together and agree on just one thing. Respect for our fellow human beings. One of my friends, the Reverend Douglas Kelly, said that we are one world, one race, the human race. We all bleed red blood. We all have similar desires to be loved, to have enough food, a decent place to sleep and live. Why can't we get beyond the built-in prejudice and bigotry? It really has no basis for it to continue to exist. I wonder if we can really become that beacon that shines throughout the world, where we humans can get along. Thank you for listening. This has been your host, Dr. Norman Wilson. In my next broadcast, I will come back to what a shaman does to heal. Thank you for listening.
Okay, so that was Dr. Norm Wilson on his broadcast back in July. And Dr. Norm, you made a lot of interesting points. I mean, it obviously starting out, you were a bit inspired to talk about that subject on acceptance, one race, and so forth. You want to tell us what inspired you for that?
Oh, boy, a lot of things, Doug. I've really been upset about how people are treating one another, and I've been seeing it in the news, and so I guess it got me thinking about that. One of the things I said there was there were 940 people killed by police officers and 940 police officers killed. That was a mistake. There were 94, but now there's even more than that with two officers killed in Florida. And I'm sensitive to that because some of my students were in the police academy being trained. Wow. I was teaching in Florida, and so I have an affinity there. What that I got thinking about later is that what a dumb thing we're doing. We're keeping score like we're watching a football game or a sports game. Three Americans killed in Afghanistan as opposed to 27 ISIS and so on. Where did that come from? It came from a callousness. And that callousness is what concerns me that's going on in the country. And I know there's a lot of hope out there also. It just got me, so that's why I started that a little talk there. I calmed down after 8 minutes.
Well, it was, you made a lot of good points, and it, you know, one of the points I liked, I suppose the overall thread was just, you know, can't we get along? You know, we accept people because they're people.
I've had a few comments on that, and they tell me, when I've asked, you know, we don't have to love one another, we don't have to like one another, but it seems to me that if we could begin with the bottom line of just giving respect because we have the right to be alive, then we might be able to make some progress. I was told by my brother-in-law that he couldn't agree with that because he can't respect somebody who commits murder. And I said, you're not respecting the act, or proving the act. And I'm sure you've had people in your past that have done heinous things, as I have, having been in the education for so many years. You try to get by that thing which they did was so gross, and just accept the fact that, like all other animals, they have a right to life. That's all I'm asking, I guess, at this point, for us to try.
Well, that's pretty much the way of the justice system. I mean, they, even though people do terrible things, they still give them a trial. They give them,
yes, exactly.
You know, they try to protect them. They put on bulletproof vests if they think they're a target, and so forth.
Yeah.
Any comments or questions, Dr. Vicki?
Well, I find it, we're in a turning point, I think, in our civilization, and a tipping point, even, if you will, and deciding what kind of humanity, you know, we're going to be. And it's that simple. And I think that when we have people living in fear, it causes them into, you know, kind of an amplified fear in their emotions and their minds, rather than learning how to self-discipline and temper it and breathe before you act. And these are very basic skills that I'm afraid that people have, you know, lost some sight of. But that's why we're here. You know, that's why there are a lot of people like yourself, Dr. Norm. You know, we all have a message of just breathe before you start going crazy. But yeah, you know, it's interesting to me that hate is so contagious, and it's, they don't even know what it is. I think when people get like that, they don't even know why. It's anything, even unrelated, triggers them into, you know, being contaminated by others. And this is where we can all step up and say, whoa, wait a minute.
You know, it comes into play there.
Herd go ahead.
It catches and everybody follows whatever they think the leader is.
I know.
You understand what I'm saying?
I think we do.
Yeah. In a herd of cows, there's a leader. And the herd always follows that leader. And so what happens is when somebody's doing something bad, panic sets in, hate sets in, they go along with it without doing any thinking. As Dr. Vicki says, they don't take a deep breath at all.
Well, a lot of it goes back to what you mentioned in your audio, is, you know, lack of respect for other people, their plight. You know, the fact is we're all the same. We're all trying to get along in life. We're all trying to do good. We're trying to live a fulfilling life, do our best. And, you know, we all have the stresses of life, sometimes weighing us down, some more than others. And, you know, people are trying to get on with life, and they don't empathize or sympathize with others. They don't, it's just like in extreme cases of it, it would be like the person behind the computer screen in a forum, you know, who has anonymity, that nobody knows who they are, so they can say whatever they want without any regard for the other people that are human beings. And we see a little bit of that with the way people are judgmental with others and ridicule and criticize. I mean, that's something we all need to work on. Really do.
I think that one of the things we need to come back and look at is, I think one of the things you said in one of the articles that you wrote about core beliefs,
mm-hmm.
no rational basis for them.
And yeah.
You understand what I'm saying. Of course you do.
Right. You know, people need to have a rational basis for their core beliefs. They need to deliberately choose them.
Mm-hmm. And frequently we don't have rational basis for our beliefs. We've inherited them. We've been taught them without any question or expectation other than what they were. And I think education needs to take a look at that. And it doesn't have to be religion. Values are not necessarily religion-based. They're based on human need. I think we need to take another look at that.
Vicki, I'm sure you saw the comment in the chat by Fran. That's like right up your alley.
Well, I mean, there's, you know, this is a huge topic, right? It's just a huge topic.
Read the quote, too. Read the comment.
Which one are you talking about?
Fran, the one that Fran said.
We can respect humanity and the collective respect.
And the
hate
third
the
one.
Child,
there we go.
Hate the child of fear and bias.
Yep, that's the one.
It's very true. Thanks for sharing that, Fran, by the way. You know, I am going to say this out loud, but I think religion and politics is a huge instigator of fear. And it's anything that causes you, and the whole intent of creating fear is to get people to lean in the direction of the agenda. Mm-hmm. And to, you know, collect their membership, so to speak. And if we could just stop to understand that for a moment, like just have a little bit of critical thinking and realize that we're often taught things so that we will follow, you know, and as we mentioned, you know, there's a leader, but there are little subcultures too, all kinds of little subcultures, because people like their little power bases and they like their club. And I think, you know, I've often told people, be very aware of having a friend for every emotion or every need. You know, try to be more consistent in who you are. Mm-hmm. And watch where, you know, we gravitate to that somebody's trying to win us over because it benefits them. But again, it's a huge topic. But if we come down to just your autonomy, who are you? You know, I always say I'm a, you know, sovereign being of the universe, and I have the capacity to have my own mind. And if somebody's trying to convince me of something, it has to fit into, you know, my mainframe as opposed to my own agenda. And that requires me to be honest, you know, self-observing and responsible. So it's just really hard for most people. I think that the thing that I grow most tiresome of, in especially in the New Age movement, is how, you know, which is likened to religion or other things, is, you know, let's just pray and we'll be saved. You know, the universe has a plan, and, you know, God will take care of you. And I'm thinking, you know, God and the universe has nothing to do with it. People did this. You know, it's people creating their own situations and hoping to be rescued. And if they can't be rescued, they go into more fear, because it comes down to self-responsibility. And I tell you, and I say it time and again, I love the Life Leadership Paragon for that. And because it's just, you know, it just sums it up nicely. But to be self-responsible. And what did I do? I'm not just here to learn. I'm learning what the rules are on Earth and how it works and natural law and the order. But I'm here to create. And everything that we are seeing is a result of what we have put into it. And it's yep. that simple. So when we see other people, you know, oh, gee, that do no harm, do right.
Do we lose Vicky? You there? Or are you done? We must have lost her.
Doing right. Sometimes causes consternation with people, and they view it as if they do this, it might be harmful somewhere else. And that's a choice that people have to make. They have to live with that choice. They are responsible for their decisions, not someone else.
Yes. You know, and she made some great points, too, you know, about that as far yeah. as, oh, looks like we got her back.
Yeah, I got cut off. I was on a roll too. Wow.
Yeah, you were. No.
You were.
You know, and I like it that we have to bring attention to these things. And I really take my hat off to you, Dr. Norm, for bringing it up, because there are things that we do need to discuss more openly, and we do need to educate each other, hold each other's hand a little bit, you know, calm each other down, And yeah, we got to vent that stuff out and say what's going on. But what do we do with that? Well, calm down and educate ourselves.
Yeah, not take ourselves so seriously.
Yeah.
Dr. Norman, any concluding comments or anything else you'd like to add?
I think I've said about enough for right now.
and I would like to also point out that, you know, that the audio that we played from Dr. Norm and this discussion tonight is not political, it's existential. It's about humanity. And there's a lot of good points that came out of this too. So anyway, Dr. Norm, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program, and you're always welcome back. And we look forward to having you back in the future.
Thank you very much, Dr. Kelly and Dr. Hunter and Michael. It's been my pleasure, and as usual, always been nice.
And once again, belated birthday greetings.
Oh, thank you very much. I just love it. Keep it up.
Yep. And so you're welcome to mute your microphone and hang on, or you can just listen to the rest of it on the player if you wish. It's up to you, but always good to have you. So anyway, you have a great night. That brings us to the next section of the program, which we always do, is drawing inner oracle cards. And our inner oracle card deck is basically a set of 54 cards and several suites that it's just that day. Anyway, several suits that basically are little nuggets of everything we teach and at our schools and everything we believe, and it's pretty powerful stuff. And it's interesting how they work together too at times. So anyway, so if you'd like a card pulled for you, and you're in the chat room, please put your name there, and we'll do that. It looks like Fran would like one already, and
I
so we'll get to that.
I have one for Fran, number 44, attitude, disposition, enthusiasm, and or an agreeable disposition, along with good manners, of course, assures individual happiness and inevitably influences others. Drawing this card may indicate a time to review a change in attitude regarding someone or something in your life. This can be positive or negative. Be proactive. Ask yourself, how hard can it be? A can-do attitude makes it happen. That's a thinker, isn't it? Maybe it just, and it could be some of the, you know, sometimes even the smallest little thing that needs to be revisited. So, a good little message there for you, Frank.
That falls right in line with discussion with Dr. Norman, too, about, you know, our attitude toward other people. Do we have a respectful attitude? Do we respect people just for the fact that they're human beings and they have a right to life? You know, we're not, and we should. So, excellent card for that.
Would you like to pull one for Dr. Darlene there, Michael?
Absolutely. And Dr. Darlene, I pulled number 3. Be who you are.
With me.
Be who you are. Walk your own path.
That's a good one, too.
And well, if you like, I can read
absolutely.
That.
Go ahead, absolutely.
You have your book there?
I do.
Go ahead then, Michael.
All right. You are a uniquely designed, one-of-a-kind, universal being, equally entitled to all good things the same as others. Drawing this card encourages you to be who you are and to walk your own path, not comparing yourself with others. Give yourself permission to accept who and what you are. Move forward in the direction you need to take the best that fulfills yourself.
Yep. We've spent a lot of time talking about that subject in these programs.
Sure have. It's a good one. So that's a little message there for you, Dr. Darlene. But we can all use that reminder from time to time.
And
so I'm going to – so go ahead, Michael.
Oh, no. I was just going to add that – and correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think we've pulled that card in quite a while.
I agree.
I don't think we have, yeah.
Now, I pulled one for Dr. Gay, who's right there next in line. Number 39, education. Continual education is the key to individual and collective consciousness and personal success. Commit yourself to lifelong learning, educating yourself continually. If you don't know something, first look for the answers yourself, then ask if necessary. Gain education and advice through various sources, including people, but always strive to find your own answers. Look for lessons in life experience, situation, and circumstances. Make it your adage to listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Dr. Gay, you know what? Of course, life is education, right? We're always educating ourselves, and that's what we were talking about earlier. And however this applies to you, Dr. Gay, it doesn't necessarily have to be a formal education, but there's something learning. So I would say that you're in another kind of moment of, learning, more to learn.
You know, that goes hand in hand, too, with a previous card. Which one was it? It was...
Be who you are and attitude, disposition.
Yeah, well, those two, but the point about how hard can it be? And the times when we think things are too hard are the times that... that we don't have enough information, enough data. We don't have enough education on it. So if we find something difficult and we can't achieve it or whatever, it just means we need to educate ourselves more. We need to get more information. So that's a good point. Looks like Teresa would like a card too.
Michael, you up for that?
Oh, I definitely am. And Teresa, I'm pulling from the middle of the deck right now. And another great one. Number 9, empowerment. Taking your power back is literally all-powerful and absolutely priceless. It alone is the solution in principle for virtually every problematic circumstance in your life, from a bad relationship to spiritual harassment. Retaining your power means to retain your wholeness. When you are whole, you are empowered. Empower others by doing no harm and doing right. Sharing the best of yourself is encouraging and uplifting to yourself and others.
You know, that's that one is the one thing that we obviously strive to do with all of our educational programs, including this weekly program. And that's the thing that so many of our students come away with from being in our schools, is the empowerment. They get permission to be themselves. They get permission to do what they want to do. They empower themselves. And that's, of course, the entire drive behind the Life Leadership Paragon: self-acceptance, self-responsibility, respect for free will. And when you balance those, you bring those into balance, then the net result is self-completeness, which is empowerment, standing on your own 2 feet, knowing who you are, why you are who you are, not needing anything or anyone else to fulfill or complete you, because you're self-complete, self-reliant, self-dependent, self-actualized. You know, and it's an ongoing thing. I mean, it's not like you reach self-completeness and then you're done. I mean, you reach that state of being able to stand on your own 2 feet. And so it's... empowerment is such a powerful thing, to be redundant, I guess. It's such an incredible thing and a feeling, and we all have that ability. We can all empower ourselves, and taking your power back is the solution to whatever ails you. And I'm serious about that. And a lot of people read that and they'll kind of skim over it, and they don't really understand the full profound significance of that, taking your power back, you know, protecting your boundaries, knowing who you are, why you are who you are, as I said. When you do that, your life changes. It's almost like a switch. It's like an epiphany, and you can tell when somebody has taken their power back because they change for the better. It's truly a powerful thing.
Now, I know that Michael had wanted a card pull tonight, and Michael, I went ahead and just did that, and it was number three.
No.
Be who you are and walk your own path. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, wow, isn't that interesting? 2 weeks in a row that, you know, pulling same cards. And so I thought, okay, well, I'm going to pull another one. So this is the one I got for you.
All right.
Trust integrity, number 42. Integrity means, being true to oneself intuitively and sensibly. It is adherence to moral and ethical principles, soundness of moral character, honesty. A trust betrayed loses integrity, and trust without integrity is empty. Trust, along with communication, is one of the two most important relationship traits. Move forward with integrity, remaining steadfast in the greatest relationship of all, yourself. So honestly, I think you got double whammied here. The be who you are and trusting yourself. So if there's, you know, and again, I can't emphasize this enough to people when we are drawing these cards. This can be over something very subtle in your life. It doesn't have to be a huge thing answering the question of the day. It can be a very subtle thing in one's life. I call it that thread in a blanket. You know, each of us is a great tapestry, but sometimes these cards are just pulling out one thread and saying, here's a thread to look at.
Well, I'll definitely admit that I was surprised because when I pulled number three, I just kind of identified with it. And very interesting that you pulled it again, and well, only to tie into the other.
But, yeah, well, universe is trying to say something.
Yeah, I mean that is a frequency, right? The trust and integrity, you know, kind of given that extra push for the be who you are, and again, it's just that little thread of yourself being reminded or empowered or, you know, just a little reinforcement there. Dr. Norma said, self-empowerment as a concept runs throughout all of the wonderful materials and study available in the coursework at the Institute of Metaphysical Humanistic Science. It is, for many, life-changing.
Indeed.
I couldn't agree more. And thanks for saying that, Dr. Norma. You know, we have a lot of really wonderful people in this school. And sometimes our chat room doesn't have a lot of numbers in the live chat. We get more numbers in going to the archives. We have students from all over the world. Clocks are all different, so people can't get on. But tonight we have Ronaldo from Puerto Rico visiting with us, and it's nice to see you here, Ronaldo. And again, to have associations with people like Dr. Norm, it's very special. This is a really special organization. So I just had to throw that in.
Well, and I appreciate that it is. And it's, you know, it's all based on being a real live human being and no pretenses, you know. It's just, it is what it is. And it is what, you know, what you see is what you get. It's all about practical life skills and living a better life and being more successful in anything you do.
My sound dropped off. I don't know if I am on.
Your sound is on.
Testing. 1, 2.
All right.
Are we back?
I'm not sure. Am I back?
All right.
Okay. Let me son, you can hear me. Can you hear me? Yeah, I can hear you too. So I'm going to. Okay. So anyway, we'll just. It's about time to. Wrap up. I don't know why the calls have been dropping out tonight a little bit. It happened before we even started. And,
to be honest, I think it's Skype. I do.
Skype gods are not happy with you tonight.
That's funny. Well, it's been another great show, and it's great to have a guest like Dr. Norman.
Now, next week, we have another guest with us, Janie Beauclair. She's the wife of Tony St. Tone, who we had on last week, and she's a psychic. She's also an artist, and she's an interesting person. So she'll be doing some readings as well through the chat room. So she'll be with us next Wednesday, the 30th of August, and so we'll look forward to having her. And Again, we appreciate everybody's time, as always. Thanks to Dr. Hunter, to Michael, to Dr. Norm Wilson for being with us tonight. We always enjoy having you. And anyway, until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.